If I'm one of his staff people, and I know what's going on because it just happens all the time, he's got some staffers up there who's saying, Governor, there's nobody running for president out there. Or at least the number two spot, you know. You got to be strong, and you got to look out so everybody in the country knows you. And on the Wall Street Journal featured some people, and who did they feature? With a big picture of our governor, with a quote. It's talking about how you hire people. They've got to be responsible. Big picture of him up there. And, you know, he is getting national attention, and he likes national attention. On the other hand, you look at it from a legislative standpoint, and you say, well, Dick and I are sitting there. We have some things we want to do, but let's let the governor run amok. Let's let him get out there, get all the negative press, let the independents basically turn him off on that. It'll make it easier for us to come in and put a budget together. And so I think you have two conflicting political themes going, and I think that's what's happening, actually. I think that he is doing well nationally. He's getting to be known. And yet, on the other hand, I think the members of the legislature have a buffer out there. Yep.
Deep in the numbers, one thing that might get some negative press is there could be education cuts of up to $2 billion. You think that's going to mean layoffs for teachers across the state, Lou Frey?
Unless you can find a way to print money. Yeah, it certainly is going to be. And there's other things. There's agencies like planning agencies up there. If you have a big operation like a DRI and so forth, it takes time to go through. But now he's reduced that, I think, from 400 or some hundred people to 30. Yep. You know what that's going to do? That's going to hurt jobs.
Department of Community Affairs.
Yeah, that is going to hurt jobs because if you still have the legislation that you need it, you have it on the books and you can't do it. So instead of increasing the job market in this thing, this is going to be a negative to jobs. And I'm sure there are other things like that when you get below the surface of what's going on.
Dick Batchelor, privatizing prisons under the Senate proposal could save about $1 billion this year. Do you think the governor says he likes privatization? Or are we going to see more private prisons in Florida?
Well, maybe so, but you have to keep in mind, too, they have worked with some states and not others. But also, if you're going to try to create 700,000 new jobs, but then you begin to privatize the state employees, does that mean you've created new jobs, or is it a net-net? And that's what you have to be careful of. But keep in mind, there's one thing they keep banding about in their budget cut. This $1 billion they talk about, they're assuming that the pension reform legislation will go through, and I have no doubt that it will. So they're really counting money that would be saved by requiring state employees to pay someplace between 2 to 5% in their pension plan and higher health care costs. So they're figuring that in. So when you look down to, are they really creating a job? I don't know. Sometimes it works, but for-profit prison operations companies have to make a profit. So it depends on how profitable they can be, but if they can reflect an actual cost savings.
Lou Frey?
One of the things that is sort of floating out there, and we've got the $38 billion cuts in that, is what's going to happen to the states on some of these unfunded mandates? Mm-hmm. That means there's legislation nationally that requires certain things to be done. But if the federal government doesn't have money for it, who has to do it? The states do. And that may mean in some areas as Medicare, Medicaid, and something, we're not going to have a $4 billion deficit. We may have a $6 or $7 billion deficit. Nobody's talking about that, but that's a fact of life. And I'm worried about it because I think, we all do, Dick and I and you, everybody wants the state to work.
Do you think things are moving faster than normal for a session in Tallahassee, Lou Frey?
Yeah, that doesn't mean it's bad, but they are moving faster than normal because
you
got a governor. Well, you have a governor who's very interested in the economic thing, and the rest of it he's written off. I mean, he just doesn't seem to really care about these other issues, and that's certainly a way to govern. I mean, maybe people like it. I would like to see a little more time and thought gone into legislation, but that's probably a strange idea.